The next poem is called Permission to Speak, and it's dedicated to Norman Doobie for two reasons. One is because reading Norman's, he read here a month ago, reading his poems really opened up some imaginative possibilities in my own work. He made me really break some of my own rules for what I thought was acceptable or good in a poem. And also, the poem was written partly out of a dream I had after visiting with Norman and Jody in Tempe. Nothing else in it. Oh, one thing that'll ruin the poem for you is that there's a mention near the end of the, I shouldn't tell this, but there's a mention near the end of the poem about a fox, and the fox is sort of metaphorized as the fellow in the bright nightgown. And I got that image from reading W.C. Fields. That's what he called death, the fellow in the bright nightgown, something like that. But it doesn't mean death here. I stole it from... Permission to Speak. Mornings from my upstairs window, I can see a gray stand of birch, and further down, a hickory grove. Then the river that powers the mill that grinds flour. Later, I'll eat the bread. Last night, a spring snow blurred the countryside, and for a while, I lost my way. I thought I saw a boy in a crimson bathing suit whirl downstream on an inner tube. So I closed my eyes on the old words for birch and hickory and snow, like a novice in his cell discovering light, not the one, but another about which he'll remain silent all his life. I came to myself at the window. That boy, already seen in memory, gives me permission to speak. After a spring snow, a father and son took a sleigh ride along the riverbank, and what the son couldn't see, the particular hills and trees lost to whiteness, made him cry. The father snapped the reins and pointed at what must have been a red fox sliding past a birch. Look at that fellow in the bright nightgown, from which the son will date his love of the world, traveling swiftly past.